This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. There are so many nooks and crannies in the recorded history of the blues, it's hard for anyone to know all of them. Sometimes rare records with exalted reputations can turn out to be dull, while material that's reputedly trivial can look a lot better under closer examination. That's what critic Milo Miles discovered when he listened to a new collection of recordings by Chicago bluesman J.B. Lenore.
Oh God, if you can hear my prayer now, brothers over in Vietnam. Oh Lord, if you can hear my prayer now, please help my brothers over in Vietnam. The poor boys fighting, killing high and all in hole. Maybe killing their own brother they do not know. Mr. President, you always cry about peace.
The conventional wisdom is that the blues offers only indirect political protest, but there are many blistering exceptions to that notion. And one performer, J.B. Lenore, almost specialized in angry broadsides on current events. I mean, this guy recorded Korea Blues in 1951 and Eisenhower Blues in 1954, right in the teeth of the so-called silent generation. On the other hand, some conventional wisdom about J.B. Lenore himself now seems to be a little off base to me. He isn't well known today, at least in part, because he died shortly after a car accident in 1967 when he was only 38. The standard line about him is that his sharp sides are recorded first for the J.O.B. label, then Parrot Records, and finally for Chess Records. Practically all that he left, other than those, are a couple of sessions done with bassist and producer Willie Dixon. These were issued only on the French L&R label, and they weren't supposed to be much. Now the L&R sides are available on the domestic Evidence label. They are pretty stark, sound more like experiments than finished tracks, but they grow on you. The L&R collection on Evidence is called Vietnam Blues, and it's kind of a complicated case for a reviewer. I would still say that anyone unfamiliar with Lenore should start with Chess and J.O.B. recordings, like Mojo Boogie and Talk to Your Daughter, and the Korea and Eisenhower numbers. But I can't say any more that you would really know him without the L&R cuts. Sure, he does remakes of a bunch of tunes, including Mojo Boogie and Talk to Your Daughter, and he recycles melodies shamelessly. But Lenore was a restless guy, and many of the tracks on Vietnam Blues have a strange undercurrent of serious funk as well as serious protest. If Lenore had lived, these recordings indicate he could have taken off with a potent progressive blues hybrid. This is no more than a tantalizing speculation, of course, but it's fun to wonder about. And I'm going to keep Vietnam Blues next to other very simple, very provocative collections like Hank Williams's Just Me and My Guitar.
Milo Miles reviewed Vietnam Blues, a collection of the music of J.B. Lenore on Evidence.